Yeah. You will watch out. Ready to go? Here we go.
About with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, humans and animals, and human animals, which we all are, filmmakers and fornicators and foot fetishists, wild things and domesticated pets, wild leopards and sweet little deer. All you children is sex, and we are all children of sex. Whether we're born to be wild, or we just get that way, growing up, out, whether we're children of God, or Jesus, or Allah, or Brahma, Buddha, the goddess, all the gods and goddesses, who knows? But one thing we do know, we are all children of sex. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can I hear an A women? I want to welcome you to the womb room of Dr. Susie's speakeasy in the soul of downtown L.A. This is Bonoboville, brothers and sisters, and this is our temple of love. It's a new year, by the way, speaking of love. Did you know, if you're listening to us live, it's the beginning of 2013, and if you put 2013 into the mirror and you kind of fuss with the one and give it a little hook and you turn it around, it spells Eros. It does. E is the three, and then the one is a small r with a hook, and then O, of course, is a zero. And S, Eros, 13, 3. So it's, I don't know, the year of Eros, better than Thanatos, I think, although Thanatos is certainly asserting itself, himself, herself, itself, with a vengeance, as always. But we're here to celebrate love and Eros and the wild things, you know, the bonobo way of peace through pleasure, and our sexuality. Mm-hmm. I am a sex therapist, not your typical sex therapist, and an animal lover, which means I love people, and perverts, and and I love you. Yes. You. Mm-hmm. And I'm so excited to be here on another Saturday night, you know. It's freezing cold out there, so I've got my big coat on and my Cossack hat, which doubles as my Chassid hat on Hanukkah and other holidays like that. But tonight is just, you know, feels warm and furry. And it's a celebration tonight. It's always a celebration here at the Speakeasy. But in order for me to really celebrate, I kind of have to get the buzz out of my headphones. And can I do that? Is that possible? Yeah. Okay. And yeah. And also, could I hear my voice a little louder in my headphones? I can't really hear it. Okay. So we, because of an animal called a weasel, we have a new engineer tonight, and we appreciate Sergio being here and Nori helping out, and you know, our other engineer, our regular one, is kind of Weasley.
He can't hear.
And he can't hear anything. Okay, so we're going to get our technology a little straightened out here.
I can hear you.
Yes, here in the Garden of Eden with my snake Eve. Mm-hmm. And yes, she is real. Last week, Daryl Wright, who won the Dr. Susan Block TV award for most intoxicated. Yes, we do have an award for that. Yeah, and he
can't
said,
"Can't believe I missed out on that one."
I know.
Hi.
Well, you know, there's always this year.
Actually,
yeah. Anyway, he said that my lovely snake Eve was very sexy as long as he thought it was just a piece of jewelry. But he got very scared and upset when he saw that Evie is a real animal, just like you and me. That's right. Mm-hmm. And tonight's show is kind of on the animal planet. Not the station, but the planet. Right, Earth, which is filled with flora and fauna, and we are amongst it, and somehow we humans, our technology is a wonderful thing. It's like rubbing sticks together to make fire, and right now we're trying to rub wires together to make audio. So I have no audio. So okay, well I think I'm on, right? I'm recording. Okay. So we're hoping to get my headset going, and also my first guest headset going, Christian. He should be able to hear the resonance of his voice. Yes, because tonight's show is called Wildlife LA. And yeah, we're going to explore various aspects of wildlife in LA, and I mean outside of LA, because we're in LA. So if we're talking about it and it's outside of LA, it's okay because we are here. Evie is in LA, and she is wildlife, who's also a domesticated pet, you know. And of course, we're going to talk about sex. Oh, and I hear some music playing. Does anyone else have headphones and hear music playing? Yeah. Okay. Right. We're getting ready for the birthday, Sharday. That's what's going on here. We're getting revved up. All right. We got a birthday girl tonight. And so can you hear now, Christian?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes. And this is Christian Bruyere, who is an award-winning director. He has not won a Dr. Susan Block TV award yet. But this is his first show. This is his first interview. Welcome.
Well, thank you for having me.
Oh, well, I'm very happy to have you. You gave me the idea for the title of the show, which is always very difficult because I always have a bunch of people from different walks and runs of life, and nothing to do with diapers for my diaper fans out there, the runs, that is. I always have to kind of find a theme, and you, of course, are the award-winning director of Champions of the Wild, among other great TV shows and documentaries. And so, you know, I thought, wild. Well, wild. We're wild, right? I mean, not wild like in the jungle wild, but we are in the concrete jungle wild. I mean, anyway, so there's the theme. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. So Champions of the Wild, I mean, we're going to talk about that. You also directed a show, I think it's a documentary called Naked?
Yes. It's about naked protest.
Protest.
It's just any way to get what you want through being naked in public. And we went all over, we filmed almost all over the world, and there were various different protests, various different groups that either did it, went naked in a calendar, or went naked, you know, in a big group, or the bicycle ride. Naked bike rides are all over the place now.
Now, do you think that people were getting naked in order to make a political point, or they were joining political causes in order to get naked?
I think it's both.
Right. Of course.
I think once they saw the naked bike ride, they probably got on that political cause.
Right. They didn't even know what they were riding for, but hey, I can get naked.
Yeah.
But, you know, a good cause makes it even better. Yeah. Yeah. By the way, our good cause is the bonobos, of course. We love the bonobos. The bonobos are our mascots, our cause, you know, and of course, Sally Cox runs the Bonobo Conservation Initiative, and she's been here, and we love Sally. And Dr. Sue Savage Rumbaugh, who has never been here, don't know if she would dare. But she was interviewed by you.
Yes.
Yes, and she is one of the champions of the wild.
She sure is.
Definitely. I mean, she's this amazing psychologist and linguist or language expert who works with bonobos and plays with bonobos. And bonobos are, of course, just in case you just tuned in to me from outer space, the make love not war chimpanzees who swing from the trees as well as with each other. They use sex and affection and empathy and something we might call love, and which I might call humanity, to kind of organize themselves. They're also very feminist. The females have a lot of power. And they have never been seen killing each other in the wild or captivity thus far. Is that about summing
up? That's true.
And they're very close to us, intelligence-wise.
And they're very, very smart.
Very, very smart. So you can speak to that maybe more, because you were at Dr. Sue's place, now called Bonobo Hope. Whoops, I just went down in my headphones. Thank you. And you met Kanzi.
I met Kanzi and Pambanisha.
Pambanisha.
And Pambanisha is Kanzi's sister.
Was.
What? Oh.
She passed away.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
A terrible thing. I didn't want to start the show with that, but here we are. It's the truth.
Oh.
She passed away at the age of 26, and she was a genius ape and a wonderful diplomat between the worlds of the bonobos and humans, but she caught a terrible cold or something, or I don't know. Anyway, it's a big controversy also over there. That's why they changed their name. I, you know, I'm a big fan of Dr. Seuss, and one thing I do know, and we'll speak to a little bit more of this in a minute, but when you swing through the trees in the jungle of life, especially in the human jungle of society, people talk crap about you all the time, and you cannot believe everything you read on the internet. But I do know Pambanisha is definitely gone, and I mourn her loss. But you know what people are saying about why she's gone.
Was it because she came into contact with us?
Oh,
is that what they're saying?
You know, some people would probably say that.
Well, there's a history.
There are mean people out there. Anyway. Pambanisha, great communicator. Kanzi, male, also great communicator. Tell us about some of the ways in which they surprised you with their intelligence.
Well, Pambanisha, when I met her, wouldn't let me film her. She said, no, I'm only going to be filmed by one person, and this is her NHK person.
NHK.
Japanese television.
Oh.
Okay, so...
That's her friend.
That's her friend. And nobody else. The Brits came. She said no.
Mm.
So I said, look, there's got to be some way we can work this out because I came all the way from Canada to film you.
Uh-huh.
And she's kind of looking at me, and then she looks over at Sue, and she kind of does this whole thing on with the lexicogram. And she tells Sue what I could do to be allowed to film her. So I said, okay, well, let me know. And she said, "In the on the lexicogram, visitor, gorilla, chase man at house."
Hmm.
And I don't have a clue what she's saying. And Sue realizes what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
And
she's
what
spoken
she
to
wants,
her before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Good communication. She wants me to get into this big gorilla suit. And she wants me to take and run towards this man who is building her... Her new part of the house, which is driving her crazy because it's too noisy. Right?
Uh-huh.
So she says, okay, she wants you to run down the hill and chase the carpenter away.
And you did this.
I did that with a camera in front of me.
Born
and
to be wild.
I ran down that hill chasing, you know, chasing her, beating
and
my
beating
chest.
And beating your chest.
Beating my
Very
chest.
Very good. Okay.
You know, in this.
Somebody get us a gorilla suit. I don't want to be filmed yet. No, I want to see
and,
this.
And the carpenter, of course, was in on it. So he looked at me, threw down the hammer, and ran across the field.
Wow.
And Pam Benicia just laughed like crazy. She would not stop laughing.
And you charmed her.
I did what she wanted me to do. You know,
yeah. Well, she's very dominant.
Oh, she
dominant
is.
Female.
Yeah.
Matriarchy.
Yes.
Right.
So
right.
She allowed me to film her on the computer, showing what she knows. I mean... Unbelievable stuff.
Yeah,
that she understands the computer. Well, Kanzi beat Pac-Man on the computer.
Right.
I mean, he was that.
That's
good.
Gone I viral, but I some people might not know that. Yes, he beat Pac-Man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I. Yeah.
And
I,
some people I understand who tried to compete with him. But
how
about sex?
Well, unfortunately, they don't have the whole sex thing there because of, you know, they're in the. They're in a laboratory.
Or maybe just not in front of you.
I
hope they have something.
I hope they have, too.
I mean,
they're brother
adults.
And sister. Yeah.
Well, no, not to... Well, well, brother and sister actually do have sex in Bonobo.
Good.
Well, you know what? No, they don't. Because this... Well, they might, because the sister is the one that migrates. The females migrate to new tribes. So... but, you know, there's intertribal sex among bonobos. Mm-hmm. Really, the only combination that doesn't have sex among bonobos are mothers and sons. But, of course, when humans get involved, human puritanism, human, I guess, prudishness, or just human desire to control, you know, is a factor. I don't know how that affects the bonobos.
Is it true that the males are... in doubt it's which offspring are theirs?
Well, that could be a good thing.
Yeah,
definitely.
When I was
cuts down the violence.
No,
right?
When I was a hippie in the 60s, right?
Yes.
We lived on communes,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of times you didn't know who was the father of
right.
Dad. And you know, Father's Day was a hell of a day. Oh,
by the way, speaking now is I'm going to introduce everybody because we're starting to talk. This is John Barrymore. He is of the Barrymore dynasty of Hollywood, shall we say.
Hey.
At least as
grandson.
Much as we can believe that whole, like, we're not sure who the father is.
He's right. But he looks just like the... I mean, if you get the pictures, we had... The first time he was on, this is the second time on, we did have the pictures to prove it, since he is kind of, I mean, what do they
even
say?
Even though
the
I look more
sheep.
Like Michael Douglas than...
Right.
The,
well,
I get
got
that, a
that
lot.
Barrymore
I get that a lot.
Schnoz, right? Yeah, yeah, you do look like Michael Douglas, though. Yeah,
and well, I always figured we were related. We're both half Russian Jews, but we're related to some common Dutch ancestor, apparently, according to one of my Facebook friends with an Ancestry.com account.
Right. Right.
Anyway, with the whole openness of sex and not being possessive and not being in a situation where you have to make choices and you can't just have it all. I mean, one of the things that is really great in bonobo society is just the openness. And the, you know, and the reasons for sex.
Well,
you
know, so another where, guest on this Polly show, works, Dr. Right?
That's
Christopher.
That's the one place where Polly works, then, right?
Yeah, well, not just one place. Not just one place. My friend who's been on this show a few times, Dr. Christopher Ryan, who's going to do a TED Talk, and he is the author of Sex at Dawn, The Prehistoric Origins of Human Sexuality, Modern Sexuality. Anyway, he has drawn a lot of sort of threads from bonobo society to prehistoric human society, and really feels that, you know, it was around the time of the Neolithic dawning, you know, when humans figured out where babies come from and also how to plant things, because it's the same kind of principle. And so that's when we decided we own things. And we make things. Well, we probably made things before that, but ownership wasn't that important until you realize, oh, these are my kids. Wait a second. Oh, this, I'm going to farm. Now, I've got to stay on this land. When you're hunter-gatherers, you can just move around. You know, the world is your merry-go-round. And I thought oyster sounded a little fishy. You know, but anyway, you know, yeah. They don't know, we guess, although we don't know if they know. Maybe, I mean,
it wasn't.
Can Sue have that kind of a conversation with them? Do you know where babies come from?
Probably not.
Maybe, though. Maybe we're just learning. Yeah. She, after all, has created this amazing communication where she said, run down the hill with a gorilla suit, beat on your chest, you know, all this crazy stuff that she's communicating about, concepts, you know, and bonobos have this very high-pitched voice that's very different than ours, and I think that's one reason we don't think they have language, is because they just don't vocalize like we do. So speaking of vocalizing, I want to get some of my other guests to vocalize here. Wildlife, L.A. Okay, let's get wild with Kayla Jane Danger.
Hello.
See, she's got wild in her name. Ooh. Danger.
Yes, I do.
You are a dangerous woman.
I try.
Right. So, how are you doing, Kayla?
I'm doing fantastic.
This is your second time on the show.
Yes,
you've
it is.
Come back.
Yes, I have.
For more of the wild side.
It's a great wild side.
Yeah,
it's a perfect place to be. I
Take
can be myself.
Walk on the wild side with those hot feet of yours. Yeah.
I'm wearing very, very awesome shoes today, too.
Yeah, oh, let's see the shoes.
They match your outfit.
Can I see?
Actually.
Can I see? Please. Oh, wow. Those are red and hot and pure. I mean, those are like every little flag you can come up with if you're a foot fetishist or even if you're not. Absolutely. Big red high heels for those of you in the cheap seats just listening on Radio Susie One. But you want to see these heels on drsusie.tv. Right. Now, here's the thing, is animals don't wear high heels, right? Well, except human animals.
I suppose.
But they get these red things, like these big red vulvas, that's what bonobos get, that they, I don't even know how they sit on them, they're so big, they're like, it's like this, like on your pussy, but bigger, really, like, but just like I had this right here, and I mean, red is certainly a mating signal.
It is, it absolutely is.
Mm-hmm.
You see red shoes on someone, it doesn't matter what they wear, you
right.
stop and you stare.
In fact,
and
you kind of, yeah. want to just be there with that.
They're fuck me
red.
Pumps.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what they are.
And you are a foot fetish expert.
Absolutely, I'd like to consider myself one.
Well, you won the award on the drsusanblock.tv awards.
I'm so pleased.
You won Most Fanatic Foot Fetishist.
That's Ooh. Quite the name. I
well,
like
yeah.
that. Most Fanatic Foot Fetishist.
Well, you were very okay. fanatic. You are in the way you talk about it, but also with one of Max's favorite guests.
Charlotte.
Captain Max.
Ms.
We're about
Charlotte
to talk about
Stokely.
Charlotte Stokely. Charlotte Stokely,
oh, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, and do you remember when Kayla did her whole foot fetish thing on Charlotte?
Of course.
And are you in a hurry to go somewhere? Yeah.
Actually, I was just walking by.
Oh, yeah, walking by. Oh, we've got Mohammed on one who wants to talk about what? And Pete has a confession to make.
Ooh, it looks, is it about Fee? That'd
I don't know. Fine. We don't know. I guess we need to get a little more specific.
Well, so
here.
Much for my
but,
part.
Yeah, hey. No, you got a part, but we also have
I'm here.
A couple of calls. But we yep. want to introduce Jenna.
Jenna.
Jenna is here. And Jenna J. Ross. Yeah, and she's She's a doll part, or one of your doll
she
parts?
She is one of my dolls.
Okay, one of your dolls.
Yeah, one of my dolls.
Yeah. Cool.
And she really is a doll.
She is.
She has the perfect proportions of a doll, the face of a doll.
And it's we have seen glorious. Those perfect proportions,
yeah.
And we have appreciated them very, very much so. Very, very lovely. Let's just take one of these calls. Oh, and the birthday girl, Sade.
Hi.
Hey,
happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Hey, happy birthday.
Now, you're going to have to get a spanking, you know that, or 12. Right. I mean, you're a bit older than 12, so I think you're going to have to get a lot more than that. And spanking and foot fetish, by the way, is very bonobo.
Do you like
that? I've seen them do that.
They go
They're
hand
really
in hand.
Into foot fetish, hand and foot.
Well, yeah. I like spanking with my feet.
Foot and mouth.
It works very well.
Uh-huh. Well, that's true, too. And bonobos do that. Don't they use their feet a lot? I mean, just like hands, pretty much.
The way I describe it is they're trisexual. They'll try anything sexual.
But I notice they have a thing for feet. I mean, because their feet are so kind of flexible and they're really, you know, just so...
Do they give foot jobs?
They do. They suck on each other's toes.
Yes.
They rub. They do. They rub feet against genitalia. Oh, they do all that stuff. You got to get... Bonobo. Go bonobo, babe. And support the bonobos. They're very highly endangered. Support Sally Cox and Dr. Sue and all these people that are trying to help save them.
Yes.
So we've also got Morgan back there, the lovely, amazing Morgan.
There she is.
Yeah, Morgan is back there, and she's a blonde.
We're going to move you up here in a minute.
We're going to move you up here in a minute. We got to move somebody else up on the stage, I think. Okay, birthday girl's going to give it up for a moment, but you got to come back for your spanking. Yep, there she is.
You're
give it up for birthday
away.
Girl. Look at her outfit. Sade.
She looks like Rosario Dawson, doesn't she?
Sade has on
happy
a
happy
birthday.
Birthday.
This one you.
That is an outfit just begging for a spanking. Hello, Wild Morgan.
Well, hello, Dr. Susie. How are you?
I'm doing great. You are our winner, the DrSusanBlock.tv Award winner of Most Statuesque.
Oh, am I?
Yeah.
What, you didn't?
I didn't know.
You didn't know?
No one knew.
No one notified you on Twitter?
Oh.
Where's
you
my
should
check?
Have gotten... You get like a banner is
I'm
what
teasing.
You get.
No, thank you.
Well,
no,
I'm explaining
I really,
what
I
your check
that.
Is.
I wish I knew that.
Tasia to hand make you a banner that says that you won a DrSusanBlock.tv award for most statuesque, and you will proudly display it somewhere.
I will. I'm going to put it on my resume.
There you go. All right. And Morgan is very statuesque in the best, wildest sense of the world. How tall are you?
6'3" and a half.
And that's without your heels.
Oh, yeah.
And your tiara.
That's right. Princess Morgan Bailey now.
Right.
Yeah.
Princess Morgan Bailey. Mm-hmm. PR. That's the abbreviation you use.
That's right.
Because Max is a prince, so he taught me that. PR.
PR Morgan Bailey.
PR Morgan
Bailey.
It's all
about Bailey.
PR. Yeah, right. All right, so let's see. So line one is Mohammed. I think we'll take him.
Mohammed.
Is he still there?
Okay, we're
going
to try this out now.
We have Mohammed and Pete on line two, so one
He's
way
on
or the
speaker,
other.
Speaker, though.
Okay. How are we doing, technology?
Is that doing that? A little technology.
This is the future.
Okay, we lost Mohammed.
We lost Mohammed.
Yeah. So,
okay, Mohammed, come on back. And, I didn't even give out the number. It is 1-866-289-7068. That's 1-866-289-7068.
Why did you do that?
And if you're, you know, in Iraq or Afghanistan or Paris, you can call our regular number, our international number, which is 213-670-0066. Or on Skype, 213-599-7398. And you can also tweet us.
Okay, Mohammed, you're on the air.
At Radio Suzy One.
Hello.
Hi, Mohammed. Speak up.
Hello.
You have to speak like you're in the jungle, real loud, with all the birds crying out. We can't hear you. Do you have a question?
Well, I'm just kind of a little shaky now. I'm really talking to you live.
Oh, I'm shaky too. Shaky.
I spoke to you before. I had a sex therapy.
You had sex therapy?
With you.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, so now you're in public. This is a whole different story.
It's even
and,
better.
So
I don't mind going public.
Okay. When did we talk? I don't. I'm not saying that you're not real memorable, but you're going public.
I don't mind being in public. I don't mind.
Good. Are you? You're a little bit of an exhibitionist, maybe.
What does that mean?
It means you like being in public.
I'm an exhibitionist. Well, I love being watched.
I don't know if I could say that.
Okay.
Didn't we have
yes,
right
we
now,
did.
Sort of, I'm married, and I did call to you, and I spoke to you a few times. And plus,
you said that already, Mohammed, so ask your question.
I wasn't going to ask a question, but I was going to say, you're Muslim. As being a Muslim, you're correct on your website that every religion, even though the Muslims say that there's no sex or adultery, there are adulteries in every whole nine yards, cross-dressing and everything.
I'm trying to understand
a lot of cross-dressing.
Question. Cross-dressing.
Cross-dressing.
Cross-dressing
in
goes
the Arab
across
world.
Cultures.
Because they have
wherever
long
there are different outfits for males and females to wear. There are going to be males who want to wear the female outfits and females that want to wear the male outfits.
And also, Mohammed, Mohammed?
Mohammed. Yes.
Also, in the Arab worlds, there's a lot of sex going on, actually.
Well, there's sex
Arabs
going on
everywhere. It's getting to be like the Jews. They're everywhere. You know what I'm talking about?
Wait. I want to hear what Mohammed is asking here. Mohammed, I'm trying to get what your question is. Is it that
he has no question?
Is there
No. He wants to make a statement. He's talking.
Okay.
He doesn't. He has
make
no
make your
questions.
Statement.
That they say in the Muslim world, the masturbation or cross-dressing or adultery is all sin. But
I think all the religions, all the major monotheistic religions say that, really. So, you know, I think that's across the board. And even the ones that aren't so monotheistic, like Hinduism, you know, as we've seen, it's been in the news a lot, and there's a lot of repression and suppression of
sexuality. The reason for that is because it causes blindness, and also you get hair on your palm.
Tell them what to eat.
A porn stars, I really would like to be a porn star, but I don't know.
You can do it.
See, you are an exhibitionist.
Obviously, I said so. Well, anyway, porn star. Well, you can start with webcam. Oh, you're married. What would your wife think?
Does she want to be a
porn star? Oh, she doesn't know. I'm right now in the hotel, and
she doesn't know.
Which wife doesn't know?
Would you want her to be a porn star with you? Like be a couple, a porn couple?
I would like to see her with somebody else.
He's into all kinds of things.
Or does he just want to swing?
Well, the easiest way into the porn industry is with a girl.
Yeah. Or woman, as the case may be. It sounds like Muhammad's got a real woman there that he wants to shop around.
Or pass off on someone else.
Yeah.
I do call myself as a bi-curious. I never tried.
Bi-curious as well. All right. You know, you're very bonobo. You are very bonobo. You want to share your female. You know, you want to try some guys. You want to show yourself off. I mean, the bonobos are all actors and exhibitionists, under the right circumstances. If you wear a gorilla suit or something. I understand Anderson Cooper had to wear a rabbit suit to entertain Kanzi. But I mean, it's perfectly natural, all your desires, and it's gone through the cultural soup, in your case, of Islam, and there's nothing particularly wrong with that that isn't wrong with all the other religions. It's all.
I actually wanted to become a Christian, that if it's accepted.
Well, you know.
I
don't know.
Not
oh,
tell
sure.
Them back at home. They're going to execute you.
That's fine, I guess.
Go for Buddhism, I think, if you want non-judgmental sex.
Yeah. Christianity isn't the least judgmental of the religions for sex.
Buddhism, you got to go for California Buddhism. Because if you go for Buddhism in the original countries of Buddhism, it can be very puritanical.
There's a lot.
And very anti-female and kind of...
Or even anti-sex.
Do you know why Tibetan Buddhism is the Catholicism of Buddhism?
You know?
Because there's a chief executive.
Right.
And the buck stops at somebody's desk.
And he's picked at birth.
I'm a member of your Dr. Susan Institute, and I do watch every episode and every
good
show.
Good for you.
And believe it or not, you guys make me just enjoy 3-4 times a day.
Well, just enjoy 3-4 times a day, whatever it is you do. You know, I
how
mean,
like
we want you to enjoy peace through pleasure.
Nice Muslim kid.
More nice Muslim kids and nice Christian kids.
Hey, you know, actually, we love you guys. We love you guys.
It would be a more peaceful world.
And we don't want to fight with you.
No, we don't.
We want to have sex with you. That's what we want to do.
Yeah.
I wish I would be in your show.
Well, you're perfectly welcome. And you are in our show, you know, and you've been memorialized, and I hope your wife appreciates that. Is there anything you want to say to her when she recognizes your voice?
Yeah, and files for a divorce and gets all your gold cars.
And you know that I warned you against this as a client, and I remember speaking to you, actually, now that you're getting into it. So it's cool, but
you're
now
cool,
you're on the show. The show is very different. We operate the Institute during... Well, actually 24/7, and we help people with sex, both serious questions, sex therapy, and fantasies, and we're very bonobo about it, and we do it over the phone and through webcam and through sext therapy, sex texting.
And I actually want it to be recorded.
Well, you are being recorded, hon.
You're being recorded, baby.
Oh, yeah,
well,
you're going to be a star.
When we had a therapy I'm talking about.
Well, no, we don't do that. We're very private about the therapy, and so I
well,
did.
Well, I've heard it. I've heard.
He wants but you, to sell the only session. Thing is this, Muhammad, you can't hog my show, okay? And unless you have a foot fetish or you want to talk about bonobos, we're going to move along because you've made your statement and you've made it very well, actually,
very well.
I personally don't see why you need to convert to Christianity.
You had to bring pork into it, though.
When it comes to the bonobos, the humans are the same.
Well, they're a little hairier than us, and they don't build
some
churches and mosques.
I'm talking about when it comes to the sex.
Well, they don't have as many rules. They have a few rules, but not so many. And
but we have got callers.
We're very similar to them. It's true, and it's cool, and we're learning more about how similar we are because too many experts and professors and anthropologists have said we are incorrigibly violent and homicidal because they point to the common chimps and they point to baboons. Well, I'm pointing at our kissing cousins, the bonobos, and saying we are sexual and we don't have to make war. We can make a little more love. So thank you, Mohammed, for being part of the Institute and part of my show. You have been immortalized. Right. Everyone loves you, Mohammed, and your wife as well. Okay. Take care. And so let's see. Well, are we going to take another call? Or are we going to let's get back into my guests for a minute.
I
want to see more foot fetish
expert a
question. Yeah. Okay. Ask a question. Can I see your feet?
No.
Okay. It's a more intellectual. Question.
1 year I went to the. I never really understood the shoe thing. Okay.
The shoe thing specifically.
No, but I understand the barefoot thing.
Okay. Yeah,
1 year I went to the fetish ball in San Francisco. Uh-huh. It's not the freak ball. It's a fashion show.
Uh-huh.
And it was a great year to go. All the outfits were like those colors of comic books from the 1930s. You know, both in leather and latex and vinyl, but everybody was wearing severely elevated footwear. Even the girls who were 6'1" were wearing severely elevated footwear. I always go against the. I don't know what it is. I always go the blonde big tit thing doesn't do anything for me. It's usually girls with no tits and petite brunettes. I'm not pandering here, by the way. Okay.
No tits.
No, but you know what I mean. I dated a girl who was she was a 34A and made a living as a topless dancer. It appealed to me.
Get down to the feet,
the feet, yes. So, but that was
the
year that everybody was wearing severely elevated footwear, and there was my favorite costume. This girl was wearing, she was buck naked except for 12 LEDs.
Ooh.
Yes, and I kept going, where's the battery? but she was the one who was barefoot and buck naked.
And stood out clearly because she was barefoot.
Yes, because she was barefoot, exactly. Also, she was, she was.
Hot.
Whatever. So but I don't get the shoe thing, but I do get the foot thing.
Are you okay. talking about from a male perspective or from a female perspective?
I'm talking about...
He's talking about from his dick's perspective. That's what I think. He doesn't get excited from footwear. He gets excited from feet and from...
Well, that's not always true. I mean, you know, there have been a few times.
I think most men do like high heels. I don't know what the percentages are, but I think most do, and most women, because not only does it make you taller, but it gives you that wiggly walk. And it makes your legs look phenomenal, and it makes your ass raise everything, you know, good. Yeah,
but I think there are a few different things. I think from the male perspective, there are the people that specifically like the tees of the foot, where you like to see the whole foot or the bare foot. There are the people who, in the same way that I have my fans that just want to see me in sexy lingerie, they don't want to see me naked. Mm. They want the tees. So if you see my toe cleavage or the arch of my foot out of my shoes, right. but you can't see my whole foot, it leaves that little bit of mystery, that little bit of, you know, what else is
yeah.
beneath it.
You like
but
mystery,
then
don't you?
There are foot shoes that show off your whole foot, yeah. shoes that keep your arch as high as it can possibly go if you're a high arch lover, which I personally am. It keeps you on your absolute toes. It keeps your feet in the position that they would be in when you're coming. They, you know, there are a million different reasons. I mean, that's
foot
part
expert.
Of, that's, no, this is, if you, no, if you look know, into any of Christian Louboutin's, like when he speaks about the shoes that he designs, these in particular, he talks about how the woman's foot should be in the same shape that it is when she comes, which is,
you know,
toes curled back, true. High arch popping, and that is the sexiest way your foot can look.
Wow.
It just kills your toes if you walk like that all your life and all the time.
I wear heels all the time, and I still have beautiful little feet.
You really wear them all the time?
I wear them
day and around.
I wear
them.
No, I wear Louboutins to get coffee in the morning.
I mean, look at all those little girls. Look, there's the big mama girl.
Look at that beautiful
foot. There's the other little girl. There's a bunch of little girls all living
yes,
in the shoes.
Yes, very, very nice.
That's
toes.
Pretty sexy. Mm.
See, and I've been wearing these for quite some time, right? And I'm doing just fine. See, you can see the
they
arch.
They talk to each other.
Yes, yes. Well, the arch,
I'm
not talking about the arch.
This
I'm talking about
up,
the toes and the ball of the foot that's going to get...
That perfect shape, like this. Like this. See, some people like the shoes better than the feet, too. Some people want a shoe job rather than a foot job.
True, true. There are different strokes for
different folks.
Foot folks.
It's dirtier.
Right.
The shoes, they're dirtier.
You know, the first time I heard that story was in Italy in the 1950s, and I was working in vaudeville right after the war. And I used to hang out with all the hookers and the little pensione.
You sound like my grandma.
Right?
She hung out with hookers, too?
Except she was in France. Yeah.
And every morning I would go in and have breakfast. So one day, now I'm 15 years old, one day the hooker comes in. She says, I had a great night last night. I made 200, whatever it was, 2,000 lira, which was nothing. And all the other hookers are going, well, what happened? And this is a true story. She says, guy comes and he says, look, I'll pay you, can I come in your shoes? So she says, sure, yeah, of course, no, it's not a problem. So she takes him over to her apartment and she has the guy come in her shoes. And then she tells this story in the morning and she says to the other hookers, she goes, hey, I told him I got a bunch of other shoes. Anybody want to clap? Or
goodness, not bad.
Perverted me forever. I love feet.
Wasn't it like one of Donald Trump's exes that had her assistant steal all her shoes or something?
What?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, he did. I think her assistant, one of Donald Trump's blondes.
Was this like an insurance thing?
Not Morgan, by the way, although Morgan is newly blonde, but you're not one of Donald Trump's blondes.
No, ma'am.
Do you belong to anyone now, Morgan? I thought so.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Can you imagine?
I sure do.
Morgan is in bondage of the engagement kind.
I sure am.
Yes.
It's the heaviest form of bondage.
It sure is.
And so, how's that going? Oops. Now, you don't seem like a blushing bride there. Wait a second.
No, I'm happy. I'm excited, but it's a whole different, you know, I traded the LA drama for a whole different domestic drama.
Right.
Oh, God.
You know, you can have both sometimes.
Oh, no, I do have both now. No, I mean, damn sure of that.
That's what happens when you join the royal family.
Yeah, yeah.
Drama is our business.
Princess Morgan.
But, you know, it's good to be back in LA, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, the sex lasts a little longer on set.
Oh, so, so now you're still a porn star.
I am still a porn star.
Is this something that is going to continue in marital bliss?
Well, I'm getting married in September, so
we'll see.
We'll see. I don't plan on retiring anytime soon. No.
No.
So, you know, I mean, do it while you can. You know, it's not a forever job, but I'm at the head of my. You know what I'm doing here. So
yeah, you're at the head.
Why not keep going?
Right. Well, we love you keeping going.
I love you too.
We do, and we're glad you're back. I mean, we heard rumors that you were, you know, like imprisoned in Kentucky or somewhere like that.
Kind of, actually, yeah. But I'm in Tennessee. So.
Oh, well, yeah. Kind of close.
Just a little more.
With
stuff.
Horses.
There's no horses.
Oh, no horses. No. Too bad.
You know, I really
thought
could
we could
go,
get into
I
a
could,
different
I could
animal.
Go into all the drama, but his ex-wife really hates me.
Oh, I bet.
So, you know, that's the drama that I've kind of traded everything
else
in for.
Who could have seen that coming,
huh? Oh, she does.
I bet.
She really does.
Oh, she really does. Now, is there a particular hate because
you're hotter.
What are you more?
More than likely.
I'll tell you the short end of it. She was really taking pride after she found out I was a transsexual and telling all of his friends and family that I was a transsexual.
Taking pride.
And they don't care, so it's just eating her alive.
Oh, she thought that they would be upset. And
oh,
she,
yeah.
And she thought that it would make a stir, and so she was, you know, into that. And now that they're not... They're kind of cool with you. So the others are cool with you.
Oh, they love me. Yeah, they sure do.
What's not to love?
Are you going
to
have a big wedding?
Pretty big, I think.
Everything Morgan does is big.
Yeah,
can you
true.
Stand up, please?
Well, of course.
Yeah. Whoa. Morgan, what are you wearing under everything? A little lingerie. Wow. And what kind of high heels?
I'm not wearing heels, dear.
Oh, no heels. You really are domesticated.
Well, no. I just, you know, I'm already 6'3 and a half.
And we're midgets, so the two of us are tiny.
No, I'm 5'2". You're like a whole foot taller than me. But I have heels on, so I might kind of measure up to your shoulder.
Maybe.
We can test it out later.
We sure can.
See if I measure up.
We sure can.
Well, I mean,
Jenna's
we could test
spinner.
It out now. Actually, we could test it out.
Take your shoes off.
Can
Jenna?
We have a little
take
bit of?
Take my shoes off.
Well, I think shoes on to
here,
walk
I'll,
up.
I'll take one off, and that way you can see the
you're
difference.
You're gonna take one off. No, but you're gonna walk up here.
Oh, I can walk on my toes.
Okay. Oh, on your toes. Okay. All right. It's a little cold on the floor, maybe. Oh, look at those shoes. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Here they come. We don't have walking music. We need walking music.
I love Walking. Weddings. Okay. You know why, I love weddings? Because of the ultimate exercise in denial.
Oh, okay, here they are.
In heels,
Jenna?
You're barely at her shoulder.
Yeah.
Aww.
That's so cute.
Oh, my God, that's perfect boob height. Mm. Oh, my God. Motorboat.
Perfect
motorboat.
Okay, here we are with a microphone. Okay, and yeah. Yeah, you two look very cute. Actually, you know what? Mm-hmm. You look like you're related. You don't you look like mother-daughter? Doesn't this look like a mother-daughter? Wait, where's the microphone here? Can we
do
get
you
this
pole
mic?
Dance? She'll bring you on Jerry Springer with her.
We're all related. Some more closely.
I was on Jerry Springer once before.
Oh, you were?
Many, many years ago.
I'm going back soon.
Okay.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
Oh, good for you, honey.
Oh, now Jenna.
Good for you.
I am holding Eve.
Okay.
Okay, you're okay with that?
She's
yeah. Would you like to
a
hold
far
her?
Away.
Yeah.
She's very.
Have you ever
gentle.
Held a snake before?
Oh,
I held my cousin.
Yeah.
Until he lost it in the house.
Oh,
that was
yeah.
a little
okay.
terrifying.
Okay. Okay. No.
Is,
well, we're not going to lose Eve.
Is snake a metaphor
well,
here
okay.
for something else?
Eve is a lot mm-hmm. tinier than the boa constrictor that he lost.
Okay.
Hello,
well,
gorgeous.
She likes you, right?
Hi.
Well, I'm glad that you are good with my snake. All right, except I think we're going to put her away because, you know, she could get in the way. Because she could get
I
lost.
I think you lost her the last time I was here.
See, she does get lost. Yeah. Right.
After the show, she got
right,
lost.
Right, because I get distracted.
Do you, ever envy that reptile brain? That's
well,
just so
yes.
Simple
I mean, actually, she always chills me out. The reptile brain kind of takes over and makes me relax regardless of what's going on with technology and Dana DiArmond.
Dum, dum, dum.
No, I just bring it up because it was on Twitter today. I mean, you
it
posted
yes.
about my...
That I was coming on...
Being here.
That, whoops, oops, that Jenna and I were going to be on the show this
mm-hmm.
evening.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was warned in a very interesting and kind of obtrusive way, because I've been here before and I thoroughly enjoy myself.
And by the way, Dana has been here 3 times before.
This I heard after
yeah.
I heard this. And I found it interesting to hear. I've never met her. We've had a long internet knowing of one another from being on kind of similar websites and whatnot. But I thought it was interesting that someone who's in the industry and who knows, you know, who seems to have, you know, self-confidence and self-awareness, that someone could put out there something so negative and so, I guess, non-consensual when you're an adult in control of yourself and everything that you do and all the actions that you partake in, and it's your decision what you do and what you don't do. And if you drink too much, that's your decision as well.
Well, yeah, because some people are just stupid.
That, some people are. It. Although our bartender tries to prevent that. We really... You know, aren't out to.
I had a good time last time.
Well,
I'm still alive and I'm here again.
Well, you know, we've only been doing this for 27 years, literally.
And Dana has been around
27
for
years.
10 of those years,
right.
Actually. Well, 9. She's been on the show. She started 9 years ago.
She actually started on the show
when she really was kind of a phenom, but even pre-phenom, she was on the show.
She
was just, you know, it was when MySpace started. And we,
see, I know her from the beginning of my career when I was 18.
Right.
And we were on Burning Angel together.
See, that's why your feet haven't gone gnarly yet, because you're only whatever.
Except I was a ballerina before. Yeah. My feet should have been fucked up a long time ago.
Well.
Figure skater, ballerina.
But yeah, I mean.
By the way, did you notice that she was barefoot under her boots?
Yes,
ooh,
I did. I did notice that.
Yeah.
You know, kind of sexy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Look at those pretty feet.
She has adorable feet.
Yes.
They're very cute. That's why she's one of my dolls.
Aw.
I can't have dolls with messed up feet. That just doesn't
right.
work.
Right, right. The doll, the My Doll Parts is
my
your
part.
Site
yes.
where you explore these different parts, mainly yes.
from the
waist down, right?
Yeah.
Ass and feet.
What Barrymore might call the good parts.
Yes, exactly.
Absolutely. I think there's a lot left, you know, that whether it's people who are aware of their foot or leg or ass fetishes, or people that have no idea but then come on my site and kind of see something a little different and maybe get into it. But there's plenty, I think, for everyone. So no one's really turned off by what they see. And if anything, it makes people say, oh, maybe I might, you know, try something with my girl or my guy's feet that I wouldn't have before. And if they do, more power to them, you know? If I can
well,
open
yeah.
up any people's minds. I used to hate feet. I thought my own feet were terrifying and horrifying.
Ooh.
I used to hate other people's feet. I had a very particular foot that I liked.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't my shape foot. And I would look for these very narrow, delicate, high-arched, like Russian ballerina feet.
You
basically.
Have high arches, but a little bit of a spread.
Yeah, it's more of a wider ball.
But that's very fetishy.
Yes, I have a very meaty sole. Mm-hmm. It's good to bite on.
And these tootsies here. Ooh, I'm
gorgeous.
Sorry, my hand is
have
cold.
You heard the song?
But these are lovely tootsies.
The Elvis Costello song.
Jenna
Doll
J.
Revolution.
Ross.
Tear off your own head. It's Doll Revolution. No.
I need to listen to this now. Look at them.
It's covered by the
look
bangles
at this
too,
pretty
the new
little
bangles.
Foot. What is the size of your foot?
6.5 to 7, depending
six,
if we're
okay.
doing open toe or
little,
closed.
Little smaller than average.
So
average being about 7.5.
What's that at a guy's size? Like
which is my size?
8?
Guy size, it's like a 3.
Yeah, oh, it's the other way.
It's
okay.
a tiny
yeah.
foot. It's a and I guess most foot fetishists like tiny feet, though a lot like big feet.
There,
and
yeah,
there's
I think
all
there's,
over the gamut.
Yeah, there's
but
something for everyone.
But maybe tiny feet Or I don't know. There's something about them, and
I like petite
feet. Are there female
feet.
Foot fetishes?
Absolutely.
Do they like flat feet? No, totally not, right?
It's something that honestly turns me off so hard. Whether it's man's foot or woman's foot, if I see an arch that's caving to the ground,
there.
I'm like, please put a shoe on that elevates your arch because... or don't wear anything that I can see your feet.
Yes.
I am horribly judgmental with feet. When I see people in sandals that shouldn't be wearing sandals, I'm like...
Some arches can't be elevated.
Some arches, you know.
I understand this.
Yes,
I do understand. It's just...
There's a...
I will not touch
it's
them.
It's like... It's a prehensile, as a matter of fact, trait. Going back ape-like.
Well, let's get
feet.
Positive yeah. instead of talking about flat feet. And
she has nice yeah. arches.
And
very nice
and
arches.
Can you... Give us a demonstration of something mm-hmm. that you might suggest a foot fetishist try.
Would you like me to come on?
Yes. All the hot girls are now on the stage. Notice how I made that happen. Without any drinks, Dana. And nobody's naked yet.
I have shiny right. pants. They change color in the light.
Really? Mm.
Oh, look at these pants, right.
She was with me when I bought them, actually.
Well, personally, actually, you're going to have to take the other shoe off. I'm sorry.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you're going to have to take your pants off.
I
would have liked
that. For.
Yeah, I was.
I know.
Was. Could we get more of the you know the pants? Just there's so much ankle here to
and
see.
And she has great legs. Her
she
whole
does.
Body is like perfectly proportioned,
perfect,
shapely, and all the. Oh,
you can't,
it's ridiculous.
You can't take.
Look at this. She's like a little dancer, but she is
yeah,
a dancer.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Just panties. You have panties on, right?
My latent homosexuality is going wild.
So I don't know about you and your favorite parts, but my favorite part is right in here to this line, like from here to here. Because my feet
That's
are the most sensitive here.
My favorite part has just become apparent.
Because for me... Oh, hi. Isn't she amazing? We love Jenna.
We
Yay,
love Jenna.
Jenna. My favorite parts are the arches, because my arches are super sensitive, and I can come if you do the right things. So, generally, I like to give the same attention to other girls' feet, because even if they haven't felt it before, guaranteed it feels good.
Okay, here we go. The tongue is now licking up the side, the instep.
She is very ticklish.
Right. The right side of the left foot. And now right into... Oops, I think we need to hear the giggle here. What was that? This is, you know, there's a lot of foot ticklers that really get off on this. And by the way, this is a bonobo fetish. Am I right,
tickling?
Christian? Tickling is huge among bonobos. They love tickling, as far as I've heard and seen.
And grooming and tickling.
This is one of my favorite things to do to Jenna, because it never ends. The only problem is she's not tied up right now, so she might kick me.
Well, that could be arranged. There's something about that laugh. Whoa.
That girl has
Don't
a future in cartoons.
Right.
You've got a career ahead of you. A different career, I mean. Another career.
You know.
Second career.
Post-porn. You could be in cartoons. Or side career. Okay, now she's really licking and chomping on the ball here.
It's delicious. It's like the meatiest part
it's
of her little tiny foot.
It's incredibly hot for you that don't have video.
Yeah, for those of you that don't have video, you need to just go to my website and watch me do the same thing to Jenna there, because it's amazing.
Wow. Yeah, it is. You should go to mydollparts.com. We'll give you a real plug here. And... whoops, oh, she's got rope. Where'd that come from? Wow. Is that my Tasia, did you bring the rope? Oh, she did. That's my producer. Brothers and sisters, Tasia Suter, can we have a hand?
Cool. Could have thought she would know where there was a piece of rope. What are the odds, huh?
Uh-huh. Is that the actual time? No, right?
Yeah. I fixed it today, didn't I?
No?
I'm pretty sure it was only 11 last time I checked.
That's not the time.
It's 11:26.
Oh, okay. I didn't think so. Right, okay. So now we have Jenna J. Ross getting her lovely little ankles tied with
a
thick,
the JJR,
strong rope.
JJR, yeah.
Yeah.
Jenna J. Ross.
Jenna J. Ross.
And Kayla?
Kayla Jane Danger.
Kayla Jane Danger.
They all have three names here.
Yes,
and here's the birthday girl, Sade.
I already apologize for not remembering
the first
one.
Come sit in a chair by a microphone, Sade.
Thanks. Happy birthday.
Happy
Congratulations.
Birthday.
Congratulations. 1 year closer to oblivion. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
nice.
What is this? A Japanese technique?
See, this is another great position, whether she's on her knees or not, because then you have access
to
this.
That's
perfect.
My favorite part right there.
Ah, yes, and this begins the spanking portion
yes.
of the
oh,
show.
It's, yeah, I forgot you said something.
Well,
there was a spanking cake
there's
too.
Going
right?
to be a birthday girl here, and there is a birthday girl who's Sade. Mm. We have a cake that actually is a spanker's cake here.
A spanker?
Here, I'll hold this for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Her little, she's gonna buck me like a bronco, and it will be very entertaining.
Mm.
Oh, she's trying to tickle me too. This isn't gonna be good.
Oh, there you go. You have to tie her arms.
I know.
You
I
know?
Was trying to be nice.
I know, huh? But we have extra rope.
I know, and she's
nothing worse than obstreperous bottom, her. Eh?
Mm.
yes.
Listen
she
to
is.
That little laugh.
Yes.
And, I mean, this is something that isn't just a fetish. It is something that animals other than humans enjoy, like we said, bonobos. Any other animals like tickling?
Bottlenose dolphins.
Bottlenose dolphins
are the
like
only
tickling?
Other animals that have sex for all kinds of other reasons.
No, there's other animals that have sex for other reasons.
That's good, because the bottlenose dolphins, it's a power thing with them,
I actually
too.
Have
rape,
a list
like this
of
whole,
some
like,
things.
Domination thing with sex and the dolphins.
Let me yeah. just go into this while you play with her feet. Animals kiss, hug, oral sex, masturbation, and all
gay.
Kinds of penetrative intercourse. Lionesses perform oral sex on lions. Male gray-headed flying foxes perform oral sex on their foxy ladies. And Livingston's fruit bats and male kangaroos perform fellatio on themselves.
While they're getting
now that's talented.
There's a bat that can perform cunnilingus on itself while it's getting fucked.
And spinner dolphins.
That is intense. That is like a
yeah.
woman's like dream.
You know?
I have a question.
Okay.
Do bonobos squirt?
You know? You mean the females? Of course, the males do. I think.
Some
I don't know.
Must. There must
May
be.
I say
With
something
all the
about squirting?
There must be a few. That
May I say something about squirting? I've been upset recently. Because squirting kind of gets a bad rap.
Why?
By whom?
But, well, in the.
By
being
men.
In the adult industry.
By men who don't want their bed wet.
No. But in the adult industry, there are a lot of times when I see women faking squirting. AKA peeing.
Ooh,
and that's
sorry.
Fine
it's
if peeing is your thing.
When
you're... Yeah, but when you're supposed to be... I can squirt. I think it's wonderful. I don't try for it. It happens naturally when it does, and it's amazing.
Mm.
The idea that
Marcus London.
Fake it.
Let me just tell you, Marcus London makes,
oh.
all the girls.
Makes all the girls squirt.
He does.
Squirticus.
Yeah.
But
it
makes me sad because every time a girl fakes it, it makes less and less people believe that it really happens. And I know the last time I was here,
Melina
squirted
orgasms.
For the world. Female orgasms.
Yeah.
When I fake it, I just said
it's a myth. It's a terrible myth. We don't.
Yeah,
come.
And
what are you
she really
about?
Squirted.
She really squirts.
Yeah, no, we
she absolutely
and
does.
Really
if
squirt.
You see yellow squirt, it is not squirt.
Right.
They're lying to you.
Well, right.
They are
but
lying
I guess
to you.
You cannot. Well, the best way to test that is to have the squirter
the taste test
pee
before
the squirting, and then also there's the smell test.
There's
you don't
the
quite
taste
have
test.
To taste.
It's completely
I mean, for
different.
Me, it's not necessary
sweet
to taste,
and, yeah,
but
totally different.
But
yeah.
smell,
I've been on the
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, what's?
I have been on the
tell
opposite
us,
end
Sister
of
Jenna.
Tasting accidentally.
Oh,
the
and
girl,
it was pee.
Well, the girl I was with was really a squirter, but I have seen enough videos from people that I have worked with who have squirted and been like, I don't know if that's squirt. It looks yellow.
Yeah,
I mean,
I've seen that
you
too.
Found that
a couple
video.
Of times. I will not name the names of the yellow squirters that have been on this show, but there have been a couple of them. Yes.
And then they leave their sheets not so
you know,
well.
Some people are into that kind of thing.
Which I said is fine.
Yeah, that's fine. But
when you're faking
then,
it,
then we
want to
put out
a disservice
the tarp,
to everybody.
You know, not just the love rug. We mean the tarp, not, you know. So, yeah, how about squirting in the wild? Or you don't get into that. You don't know, Christian.
They don't do that.
This is something for you to research.
That's the next series.
female ejaculation in the wild, because it's a very popular thing among human women. Is it something that we just do because we're bored, or is it something that has a purpose, or is it, you know, an evolutionary purpose? Is something that we wonder. Is it maybe to not get pregnant? You know, maybe like get that sperm out of you, or is it?
Interesting.
I don't know. Or is it just something? Is it one of those pure pleasure things like the clitoris that's just there, or the male nipples that don't really, or kind of vestiges or whatever you call it?
I think it's a more recent phenomenon out of more...
Aristotle wrote about women squirting. It's not that recent.
No, okay. I mean, faking it, he's saying.
But the thing is,
oh, the faking it, right.
No, not the faking it.
Oh. No, probably the faking it is recent, because I think until now it hasn't been so desirable. It's now that people want to see things, because we have porn and erotica, depending on your taste, and so to speak. So the whole female ejaculation thing has become this phenomenon which involves faking. I don't think women wanted to fake it before.
Well, the thing is, I was dating this girl, and she figured out how to do it while we were dating.
Uh-huh.
And I think it comes out of female empowerment, is what I mean. And
yeah.
Like women, like... You know, during the turn of the 20th century, doctors used to get women off manually because they had brain-dead husbands. The condition was called hysterical dysphoria, basically lack of orgasm. And they would go to the doctors, and the doctors would get them off manually.
Right.
And the vibrator was invented for the doctor's convenience, not the patient's. Right.
Right. There's a movie about that.
Right. The Good Vibes.
I'm not going to promote
museum
it,
about it. Yeah. But I think
I got nothing to do with it.
You know,
but I do sell Hitachi magic wands, just in case.
Right.
And of course, there's the Sibian. Who wants to ride the Sibian?
Not it.
Not yet.
I'm sorry.
How about the birthday girl?
No, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Birthday girl.
And the
spanking. Birthday girl.
Birthday girl.
Birthday girl.
You know what?
We got
this ass up here. I think the birthday girl, we're going to let her girlfriend, who is also our manager here at the Dr. Susan Block Institute, let's give a big hand. Can I say your name? Which name should I say?
Vanessa.
Okay, you know. My real name is Susan, okay? Yeah, Vanessa. Right. So Vanessa is our manager, and it's Sharday. Are you leaving? Oh, wait. No, you're going to stay here for the spanking.
You're not going anywhere,
yeah,
honey.
Right. No, this
you're
is...
You're not
this
going
is,
anywhere.
This is, no, you're tied up.
Am I
and you're not getting spanked, necessarily, unless you're bad.
No, I have to shoot tomorrow.
Okay. So, well, we don't whack you like Dallas, you know.
The last time I got spanked for something that I wasn't supposed to be marked for, I ended up with bruises all over my body, so we're not going to do that.
Ah.
Yeah, I'm anemic. Let's not spank me.
Okay.
That royal blood.
I wasn't going to spank you.
Okay, good.
Although your ass does look spankable. No, but it's really Sharday's birthday. She's the one, you know, who needs the spanking, right? And as I understand it, she recently kind of got into spanking. In fact, Sharday, could you tell us on the microphone a little bit about your recent spanking discoveries?
Sure.
I wouldn't do this to you except you told us it's your birthday and so.
Yeah, I kind of put myself in this situation from what I understand.
Oops.
A couple weeks ago when I came to the show, we did a little bit of spanking and I just kind of found that I enjoyed it. It's a little painful but exciting at the same time.
Yeah, is it a psychological or a physical enjoyment or a combination?
I think it's a combination of the two.
So the physical element is
that it's a little painful.
Would you want to be slapped on your face? That's
no.
No, okay. Would you want to be punched in the stomach?
No.
That's okay.
I mean, so, I've never tried, so.
So the spanking is like something to do with the butt, in my opinion.
And the shared pain.
It's arousing. Arousing.
Arousing. Thank you, Morgan. I like the way you say that.
Arousing.
I think you should be up here for the spanking.
Although I was once slapped in the face by a girl who really knew how to do it, and it was erotic as hell.
Well, it can be. It can be.
That's a different kind of thing, though.
A couple days ago, well, last week, I kind of got held by the neck in an interesting way that was a little erotic as well.
Well, you
know. And I would have never thought so.
There's all kinds of possibilities. But spanking is pretty, I mean... Animals like it, right? Besides human animals. I've seen bonobos. They love to swat each other's butts.
I like the shared pain aspect of it.
Often with their foot.
You know, when you spank, you also get your hand hurts.
Oh, well, that's true. And, unless you're using a paddle.
Right. That's why I think that's not really spanking. That's a whole other...
Okay. That's paddling. That's, but, you know, some people have hard asses. Yeah. All right. So what about the psychological element?
I think it's the whole part of, like, getting past the pain and thinking, like, oh, you can take it, and, like, how much more could you possibly take?
What did Daddy do, dear? Mm. Tell us, you know.
Is there that element? I mean, not necessarily. Do you like the Daddy element?
No.
No? Okay. See, John does. Because he's got a daddy and a grand. He's got that whole family, that whole Barrymore.
Whenever a young girl starts paying attention to me, oh, poor baby, what did Daddy do?
Right. Oh, and then there's
and
that.
And then they slap you. Yeah. And he likes it.
All right, so now you're the birthday girl. Should we get the cake out here? Should we get the spanking? Yeah.
Bring on the cake.
Okay, so who do you want to have spank you? You know, I mean, Vanessa's your girlfriend. Then I know Jimmy had a shot, but he's on camera somewhere, right? Okay, and I don't know. I mean,
I've got a huge hand.
And then there's Morgan.
Okay, Morgan.
Special.
Ooh,
yeah. Wow. Yeah, right across Morgan's big mommy lap.
Come on up here, honey. My arm is long, but it's not that long.
Have a swig, mommy. Yeah, okay. So,
be sure
Morgan
to tell her it's
going
to hurt you more than it's going to hurt her.
Okay.
This is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you, honey. I promise.
Now, can I open up your blouse?
And you're doing it because you love her.
Yeah, so pretty open, honey.
No, it's not open enough. Can we
oh, you want to... Hold on.
Susan,
I told you no. No means no, Susan. Melting. You should know that.
I didn't hear no.
That's what they all say.
Yeah, honey.
Jesus.
Put your head on mommy's lap here.
Okay. You're going to get mommy's nipple now, baby.
Right, honey. Mm-hmm. You got to put that ass right towards
such,
the camera.
Such a turn off, isn't it?
How many spankings are you getting this year?
Oops. She can't hear when you're hogging the mic.
Yet to be determined.
Yes,
but this
how
is
many
the
first spankings?
One, right?
I don't.
You have to add one for
I have
luck.
To tell the truth. How old are you in internet years?
Yeah. I'm 18.
If you lie, you get spanked.
I claim 21. Can I do that? Okay. 25.
Oh, here's the cake. I think you have to bring it to her because she's now over the knee.
Should start the spankings before she blows out the cake.
Blows out the candles.
Well, but the candles are lit here.
Yes, happy birthday to you.
I can blow at the same time.
Okay.
We have to pay royalties for that? What day is today?
Okay, who's counting?
Everyone counts together, all right?
What did she say, 28?
24.
Ready? Are we sorry?
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Come on, Morgan, you're not doing a good job of emceeing this.
Yeah, I'm not the
I don't think
one.
That was 20 something. Harder. Harder. Harder.
She did it.
She can
handle
blew
him out.
We never started this. We haven't started this. This is the appetizer.
Okay, good.
Deeper and harder.
No, but we all have to count together deeper here. I thought we agreed on
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, right.
It's like
well, we
cake.
Got distracted by the cake. I feel like lifting up that paddle and spanking you with it. Right. Okay,
then everyone could eat cake off her butt.
How many? how much have we done here? Have you done any? Nothing really. Okay. So here we go. And one.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Five. Actually, you should be counting.
Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. Ten. 11. 12. 13. 14. 15. 16. 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22.
22?
Oh.
No, 26,
oh.
right? 25?
Plus
one to grow on.
Oh. No.
You've just been volunteered for something.
Oh, that would be great if she would do it.
Yeah. A little nipple action coming
yeah,
in here.
That's right, because you wouldn't give me any. So you're going to have to suck me, baby. Mm. Oh, yes, Morgan. Oh, Morgan.
Ah. You left I think my eyelashes there. On your boob, honey.
Mm. How
what?
No, I thought I lost an eyelash, but
I don't know if I have. I mean, I'm strong, but I don't know if I have the leverage.
I'm too short.
I think you should do it.
What are we trying to do here? Oh, we're gonna. Oh, okay, okay. But she has to take her pants off or something. Oh, she did.
The skirt.
Maybe we should take off the panties too.
Oh, so I'm gonna get it all over her fishnet, though.
No, no, she's like,
Stand your ground, girl.
What? I'm left with this thing. It does say spank.
It can still go on
your butt.
I think we're going to have to spank Tasia with it, right? Either you're the birthday girl. It's you first. You're the first choice, okay? But if you don't want to get it, I'll just spank my producer with it. Yeah, with your cake.
You want the cake?
I think you should spank Tasia.
Yeah, I think you need to spank her with the cake. If you're not going to take it, then you have to do the spanking.
Okay, then I'm taking the cake, I guess.
You're going to take the cake. Okay, then bend over.
No, you take the cake, honey.
Okay. And you want it on your underwear.
Oh, Noah, she
well,
said
you,
no. We
you don't have
panties.
To. You could you could pull them down. Don't be intimidated by the Puritans in the right corner over there.
You know what's really hot is women who wear corsets that don't need corsets.
This is getting heated. Y'all watching this? This is a lover. This is said, it's up to you, honey.
Right. Okay.
It's up to you.
Okay. So what is the verdict here?
But she's letting you know your boobs are falling out.
They are.
Panties up, down, or...
Up. Girlfriend says up.
Girlfriend says up. Oh,
I follow
God.
Directions.
I see. I see. We're going to blame the girlfriend. Right. Okay. And okay, so you're going to have to move over
you're
a little bit.
You're the little S to her big B.
Here, put your hands on this counter.
Yes. All right. Don't watch yourself in the monitor. It's very disconcerting.
There you go.
Her boobs look great at this angle.
Yep. Yes. I'm liking this.
You've
I
got
have
a great ass, too.
In the house.
Your ass was made to be a serving platter.
Oh. And my ass is made to be covered. Okay. So I'm getting ready. Yes. Just wiggle your ass. That's right. Wiggle it.
Wiggle, 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 wiggle.
Like a good birthday girl.
From here,
my stockings are falling down. Okay. Here we go. And are you ready? Okay.
I've never done this before. This is interesting.
Okay.
I hear that all the time.
Okay.
Right?
I've actually never done this before.
Although, do you want us to count
on
for
one
you?
Of my birthdays, I did have a bunch of clowns and porn stars around me, and I took my pants off, and I sat in my cake for them, and then they licked the cake off
Real
my
clowns?
Ass.
That was very brave of you.
The porn clown posse. I know, clowns are scary. But, you know, it's okay. We do things at anybody's level that they want. You know, if you want to have cake all over your panties, that's just fine.
There's nothing too sophisticated or too juvenile.
Okay, here we go.
Should we count for you?
Count?
She's just going to do it.
I mean, how many times am I going to do this?
We're good. Just do
one, two, ready, go!
Okay. I think I gotta get into the zen of this.
Can we do we have a high-speed cam here where you can get like a slow motion? Together?
Spank!
Oh!
Well, you have a very nice ass, Susan.
Hey, it's pretty good.
Hey, look at that. What? What kind of cake is that?
It's Tasia's cake.
Nice.
Tasia, I think you now need to just smear it all over yourself.
Okay.
It was meant to stay together.
That cake is solid.
It has fishnet marks in it.
Yes, it does. And I still have clean panties pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah, you do. It's true. A little bit around the fishnet there, but no,
on
it's
the
not
outside,
that.
I know
anyway.
Someone who could lick it off. She's here. Put her to work.
Yeah, someone could lick that. Oh, there goes Morgan. Mommy's licking baby now.
Aren't you happy you came here for your birthday?
All right, so you got a unique spanking there. And what is that, like a turkey feather dress?
I guess. I don't know. I mean, it's kind of cool. It's like
yeah,
a skirt.
It's kind of cute.
It's from Wicked.
It's going to get cake all over it now, but all right.
You got cake on your microphone.
I do. Oh, well.
There you go. Lick it off.
It tastes like windscreen.
Like microphone?
Yeah. Mm. All right, so so we did that. Okay, you know, happy birthday. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
And
Morgan's lipstick is all over your boobs, too. It's pretty great.
Would you lick that off, please?
Of course, honey. Mm.
Now, we might think we're the only animal with...
I think you've got morons.
Titties.
I think it's just... I'm giving her a hickey is what it really is. That's really what
I'm
it is.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't know if this
No, that's... Because I'm wearing the blouse. It's a hickey.
This is just my pale skin is kind of like
you,
Jenna's.
You bruise easily, honey.
And she's just kissing me very hard.
Oh, yeah. And,
you know.
Zoom in on that one, honey.
So, you look like you're ready to play Mahjong or something.
What's that? I don't know her.
Well, very sort of suburban.
Well, I'm domesticated.
Yeah.
Really fucking domesticated.
Yeah.
Was that your choice?
I am too, so don't worry about it.
Yeah.
You're domesticated.
Oh, totally.
It's just different, you know.
I like to home decorate. That's my new thing lately. I really like to decorate my house, and I like to like clean things.
Do you have a garage full of tools?
I don't have a garage.
So do you have a foot fetish, or are you just a foot hedonist?
I have a shoe fetish.
Really?
Specifically shoes.
Can I see you show your love of Kayla's shoes? Up here. Up here.
Oh,
come. Walk. Walking music. Walk. Okay. Whoa.
Oh.
Here we go. We're going to get our walking music eventually. And this is Kayla. Jane.
Oh, we've been here before.
Danger.
We have, haven't we?
All right. So you have a high heel fetish, is that right? Can you?
I love sexy shoes, period. Like, it doesn't really matter who makes them. These happen to be very, very sexy shoes, and they're also Christian Louis Vuitton. You tried them on, I believe, for the first time when I was with you?
Yes, in Vegas.
Yes, in Vegas. She tried these on, and I loved them.
Okay.
And now she has them.
Mm.
I wish you'd had them when we were shooting. Why didn't you get them?
Because I had plenty of others to wear for you to lick.
All right. Well, there they are. Here they are now. And here is the tongue of Jenna.
Actually, there is a set on her My Doll Parts where I suck on one of her, what was it, like little skull?
Skull, yeah.
She has a skull on one of her shoes, and I spent like a good like 15 minutes just playing with her skull. It's, what's the name of that one?
They're Alexander McQueen's.
Right, but the name of the scene.
Oh, the scene is called Queen.
The scene is Queen. You want to see it.
No toe rings?
Toe ring. We got a
toe ring,
though.
Oh.
I have a tongue ring. I have an oral fixation.
You have an oral fixation.
I can put my whole hand in my mouth.
Oh, let's do that.
I had a feeling that might be coming.
Okay. Well, you know, you said you can do it. I want to see you. Okay, there's the whole hand. Without the thumb.
Yes.
Okay, so I
I'm
think that makes it legal.
I'm working on getting the thumb in, but I still get
lucky.
It down to here.
Let's see how you do with trying the thumb. Yeah, just fold it under. There you go. Oh, see? That's pretty good. That's...
Oh, yeah.
Thanks. Now, you're impressed.
I'm impressed, yeah.
You can't do that. You got bigger hands.
I'm very lucky. I have very small hands. I've gone where no man has gone before. Or
I just
had
my jaw done,
where no
too,
one has
though. You know, it's a little tight these
you
days.
You had your jaw done.
You don't think I look a little different?
Oh, that's why you look so domesticated. Yes, right. Yes. You had it shrunken.
I had a bunch of stuff done.
I knew that you looked different, but I don't think in those terms.
It's
but
the
you're,
same
you know, it's...
You look amazing.
Thank you.
Your eyes look the same.
Jenna and I were looking at your pictures before we came tonight.
They're still my eyes. You were. Oh.
So in exchange for your domestic boredom, you get all this work done. Is that how it works?
It's not that I'm bored. It's just that it's different.
You know, the different thing.
Yeah,
but is he paying for all this stuff?
Well, I didn't.
All right, so we got marriage here, brothers and sisters. This is, you know, the human way.
I bet you didn't.
You know, there's all kind sex for meat. That's what it's called.
You know, this is actually an interesting thing, right? Because it's a relationship that's developed out of, well, I guess I can just say what it is.
Yeah, sure. We know what it is. Might as well say it.
You know, obviously I do porn for a living.
Yeah.
And I've been a sex provider for many years. Yeah. And I'll let your imaginations run wild with how I met my husband, my soon-to-be husband.
Yeah.
And it's just, yeah.
And it's just blossomed.
It's blossomed.
But it's still that kind of relationship, but it's more.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
It's definitely more.
But, you know, a lot of marriages are that way. Whoa, what?
They happen to meet in that particular way. That doesn't mean that their relationship is based off of her lifestyle or his lifestyle, how he met her. They've developed a relationship beyond her job.
There you go.
It's proof that you can turn a hoe into a housewife after all. That's
for
sure.
They do both begin with H-O.
That's for absolutely, absolutely.
A housewife.
A housewife.
A housewife.
It sounds Dutch, doesn't it?
Right, right. If you have enough money, you can turn a hoe into a housewife.
That's true, too.
That's the key, you know.
That is
true, too. You can always leap over the barrier. Of the three strippers I've dated, only one of them was I actually like a customer.
Well, I'll tell you what. I've dated strippers and porn stars and bodybuilders and gorgeous men, and they're all really turn out to be kind of douchebags, you know. So I kind of just, you know, I thought, you know, why not go for someone who really appreciates me for who I am, mm-hmm. and I feel good about, you know, what I give him in return. So
as long as you're both happy.
We're happy. I am happy. But
so far.
Like I said, it's good to be back here in L.A.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you know, this show was originally, the topic was
Wildlife
LA, but it hasn't been a very wild show. I mean, aside from smacking your ass with the cake, but you kept your panties on, so it wasn't that wild. But
did you put
your whole hand down.
I put my whole hand down my throat. I'm pretty sure that's kind of wild.
It wasn't really wild.
I really
it was. It's been.
Seeing
it's
my
been
favorite
a kind
part
of. I mean, let's just say compared to some of my shows, this isn't a wild one.
This
but
is pretty tame
it's,
for one
it's
of your
very,
shows.
It's very like everyone seems so domesticated.
Yes.
And that's and you know. This
and
show,
they say that porn people and adult performers can't live like
conventional.
I date a very vanilla boy. We've been in a monogamous relationship for 5 years, and I'm the performer. I'm the whatever. He is a totally. He will never even give a hand to a spanking video. Like, not going to show an inch of himself ever in any one of my scenes. But is completely proud of what I do. Happy for me and my business and my life and my lifestyle, and would never condemn me for it, would never judge me for it. He just has no interest in personally partaking.
Well, I guess, you know, there's all sort
it's
of...
It's a voyeur exhibitionist,
a crazy world.
Symbiotic relationship.
I do believe in that. I think that can completely be a part of it. And I wouldn't say that he's necessarily like the most textbook voyeur, but at the same time, he's more of one of those, you know, like... Accept and yeah, exactly. Go with the flow and just.
I learned one thing from marriage, and I only took one bite of that apple, but it was a long, slow bite. That 6-month waiting period should be on the front end, not on the back end. Right? But it saved me a lot of trouble.
Well, that's called premarital sex.
No, I mean that. But to get, you have to wait 6 months to get divorced. No, you should have to wait 6 months to get married.
Oh well, yeah, that's most people. Well,
yeah, most people do exactly. Yeah. But you know, I
you
was in a,
did not.
Well, my ex-wife's biological clock was tick 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 tick.
One of those.
She needn't have worried. That's a she whole had bunch no of... problem at all oh, pumping shit. Out two kids after 3 hours.
So this show has gone. I mean, I guess. The
are you
idea of wild.
Are you sad?
Well, yeah, I'm a little sad, but I'm okay. Oh. I mean, you know, because
you could hop on the Sibian.
I know. I do that all the time, you know. And I mean, I could do. I probably will to, you know, calm myself down later. But anyway, it's okay. It's okay. Hey, you guys. I mean, are you happy? Are you okay?
Oh hell yeah!
Yeah. You know, you're happy being domesticated, and even though you're porn stars, you don't want to show your tits or anything like that.
I'm so.
What? You could Google them. These are mercenaries right here.
This
song. Google
thank you,
my ass,
by the way.
Yeah, that's fine. But, you know, we're just about out of time. And so we're... You want to take a Sibian ride for your birthday? No.
Oh, come
Everybody's
on.
Just so tame tonight.
Everybody wow. loves it.
You know what, though? I guess it's okay. You know, maybe this is just like a little toned down
no,
evening,
no, no,
you know?
No, 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 no. I'm going to ride the fucking
said,
Sibian.
No.
This is
no.
ridiculous. Okay.
Get on the Sibian.
No,
honey.
No. Move aside. Ugh.
Oh, I'm coming around a corner, honey.
No,
I am.
No, you all can just get lost.
You know what? I really think I think we should all get off and watch her get off. I think that's a great idea.
You know, I just wanted to feel that wild feeling, and usually I get it from my audience or my guests, but sometimes I just gotta be civilized and not get it from the jungle, but get it from my machine. My beautiful human made. Oh yeah. Oh man. And I've by the way, I'm completely clothed, right? Okay. But it feels so good. Oh yeah. Yes, I understand. Oh, why Sibian? Oh, and there's another vibrator. A rubber ducky. I could put him in the front. Right. And here's the bonobo. Well, actually, he's more of a common chimp, but, you know, he's cute. And there's... And Tasia made it, right. Tasia made it. And brothers and sisters, you know... We can talk all we want, and we can make things, and we can wear high heels, and we can be very dignified in our corsets and our AA programs and our tweets of judgment and our anti-sex religions, whether we worship Allah or Buddha or... Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad Baruch Atah Adonai. Woohoo! Yeah! Oh, that's what I'm talking about. We can worship money. Yeah, baby. It buys us lots of tits and jaws. And we can worship
ourselves.
Yes. Whoa. And we can also just recognize that we are all children of sex. Sex is what brings us into the world, and sex is what motivates us to stick around for a while. It's the year of Eros, brothers and sisters, 2013. Look at it in a mirror. Enjoy it. Celebrate it. Practice the bonobo way of peace through pleasure. Make like bonobos, not baboons, okay? War is not the answer. Love and sex and sharing ourselves and not being so afraid that someone will say that we're silly or maybe sluts, slut shaming, or maybe,
spank it, spank it, yes.
Oh, the bonobo's spanking you now. Where was I?
Make yeah. it clap.
Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I
Yay!
Love you.
Woo!
You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the air.
Oh, they're not going to show it.
Director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.